Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums a dime in your prime. Didn't you? People called, say beware, Dawn. You're bound to fold. You thought they were all just kidding you.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I want to invite everybody to go in my chat room, theamericanawakening.chatango.org, or just go in. Take a look around my website at theamericanawakening.org. Anyway, bottom line with this is it's obvious from the video that I played above. These students were, for a time, they were just going after other students and, you know, the politically correct racist thing. Now they're going after professors. They're intimidating the president of the school, causing him to stand down. It's obvious from the video above, America's college campuses have been have become literal terrorist training camps for the violent left. And this is precisely the subject I missed something here. Okay, America's universities have become training camps for violent left-wing extremism. Over the last decade or so, we've all watched in horror as America's universities have been turned into what we can now clearly be called extremism training camps for left-wing fascists. And instead of teaching students to be responsible adults with critical thinking skills, colleges and universities now focus on obedience training, coupled with deeply ingrained hatred, intolerance, and violence towards those who have opposing points of view, or if they're white. What we're witnessing in America today is far beyond simple disagreement. The left has demonstrated beyond any doubt that it is unwilling to participate in a civilized society, and it demands nothing less than a totalitarian fascist regime run by violent leftists. The left respects no law. In other words, no institution, no election outcome, no branch of government, or no executive decision that it does not agree with. It respects none of it. When elections produce outcomes the left doesn't like, its members fabricate conspiracy theories to claim the election was stolen. When the executive branch of government is not controlled by the left, its members say that the executive should have no power. When independent thinkers, journalists, and bloggers speak with reason and intelligence against the insanity of the deranged leftist narratives, they are deliberately censored and silenced by the tech giants, which have decided to memory hole all content that doesn't support the genocidal, hate-filled narratives of the left. The left, in other words, has become a dangerous, violent, intolerant cult of murder advocates that and would-be serial killers. They have abandoned all civility, all ethics, and all respect for law. They seek absolute power over all legislation, unlimited genocide against whites and Christians, total obedience to insane left-wing narratives, and unrelenting conformity, even cult-like worship, from every member of society. This is precisely why the left has become the single greatest threat to our republic, and it's why the radical left must be stopped. Folks, a day is coming when patriots rise up and defend their nation, their culture, and their borders against the mentally ill left, as depicted by Kathy Griffin. Mark my words, friends. I see the day coming soon when patriots across America rise up in defense of their nation. I see a day when law-abiding, armed, patriotic citizens make mass arrest of deranged, child-molesting lawmakers and legislators who are traitors to our country. I see a day when left-wing fascist propaganda publishers are occupied and overrun by concerned citizens, where the tech giants are seized and forced to end their fascist censorship, and where mayors of sanctuary cities are arrested and incarcerated for aiding and abetting violent criminals. Kathy Griffin has just advertised a great warning to us all, essentially saying that we are now down to the last resort option to save our nation from the insane, violent, hate-filled left, and that if we don't, they will cut off our heads, murder us in the streets, and overthrow the government in order to install their own sick version of a totalitarian police state. Remember, the left hates conservatives more than it hates machete-wielding Muslim terrorists. The left would much rather see Islamic fundamentalists rule over America than see Trump remain in the White House. That's how insane they've truly become. If you are not yet arming up under the Second Amendment, you are not at all prepared for the wave of insane zombie-like violence the left is about to unleash across this nation. You will be called upon soon to defend this nation against violence and derangement. Make sure you're fully prepared, folks, and ready to take all the necessary lawful steps to defend your nation, your culture, your community, and your life. You will have the police, the National Guard, the military, and the president on your side. Your enemies will be numerous but disorganized, untrained, and hopelessly outgunned. If you are willing to defend your nation, you will succeed in doing so. But if you are more interested in appeasing the conformist demands of those who are violent, psychotic mental patients, then you'll lose everything, including your life, most likely. Thank you, Kathy Griffin, for elucidating the remaining options for American patriots who refuse to surrender this nation to your deranged lunacy. Now, a little more on Kathy Griffin. She screwed up her career. She was performing, I believe, at the MGM Grand. Was it up in Las Vegas? They've terminated her. Is it the MGM Grand, Mike? Okay, yeah, they've terminated her. She can never perform there again. Tyler Shields at CNN announced Wednesday that they've terminated their decade-long contract with the comedian to appear with Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. The network used even stronger language a day earlier. They said that we found what she did disgusting and offensive. This is a statement read by USA Today. We are pleased to see that she has apologized and asked that the photos be taken down. But although he's ushered in many a new year alongside the comedian, Cooper would not defend his co-host's actions. For the record, I am appalled, Cooper said, by the photo shoot Kathy Griffin took part in. It is clearly disgusting and completely inappropriate. When you've got the left coming out and blasting her, you know you got problems, folks. Griffin also lost two more gigs Wednesday. A casino in New Mexico scrapped the comedian's scheduled July 22nd performance at Squatty Potty, a family-owned Utah company. They fired her from a recently announced endorsement gig promoting their toilet stools. Squatty Potty CEO Bobby Edwards said Wednesday the company was shocked and disappointed by Griffin's actions, and in response, Squatty Potty has suspended its ad campaign featuring Ms. Griffin. We have acted swiftly and decisively to demonstrate our commitment to a culture of decency, civility, and tolerance. Social media erupted over the bloody photo, steering attention away from the Trump's expected announcement of plans to withdraw from the U.S. Paris Climate Agreement, which went into effect in November. The president said the image particularly upset his youngest son, Barron. Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Barron, are having a hard time with this. This is sick, Trump tweeted. But it goes beyond that, folks. Okay, what's happening to our colleges? I mean, seriously, what's happening? Many once fine institutions of higher learning in America are slowly but very steadily being transformed from educational facilities to cultural revolution centers aimed at destroying traditional American principles, values, and morals. How else can you possibly explain this outrage? Requiring political science majors to take and pass a course called Abolition of Whiteness. That is little more than mandatory shaming of anyone born Caucasian. Now, as reported by Campus Reform, Hunter College in New York City, beginning in the fall of the 2017 semester, which is in September, will require the course, which is to be taught by Women and Gender Studies Professor Jennifer Gabory. The course is cross-listed for her department and the Political Science Department and will fulfill one of four classes in the four subfields of political science under the overarching Pulse 204 Contemporary Issues in Political Theory. As someone who holds a BA in political science, I can tell you that this course offers nothing in terms of genuine understanding of American government, how it functions, its constitutional underpinning, political parties, the legislative process, etc. Rather, it is just another way insane left-wing academics can feed into the racist and preposterous construct that whatever ails our country can and must be laid at the feet of the white people. As Campus Reform notes, the school's official course catalog doesn't say very much about what the course actually discusses. However, a flyer advertising a previous version of the course from the fall of 2016 semester says it is an overview of whiteness studies in the United States, focusing specifically on concepts of consciousness in or visibility, disavowal, and resentment. So in other words, students are taught that not only are whites the epitome of all that is bad in America, they should feel badly about creating so much resentment for all they've allegedly done and must disavow their own race. It isn't as though a degree in women and gender studies is going to land you a decent job, but what is a course like this supposed to add specifically to someone's understanding of government? Nothing, of course. It's not about that. It's about meeting out people and punish them for being white. We'll be examining how witnesses, whiteness, and or white supremacy and violence is intertwined with conceptions of gender, of race, of sexuality, of class, of body ability, of nationality, and age. That's what the course description says. The course description says that they will be examining how whiteness or Caucasianness and or white supremacy and violence is intertwined with concepts of gender, race, sexuality, class, body ability, nationality, and age. And it also adds, a petition for this course is on file with the College Senate so that it fulfills pluralism and diversity parts B, C, and D, which is intellectual traditions of ethnic minorities in the United States, women, people with non-traditional sexual orientations, as well as Europeans. While the course does not yet appear to have been officially added to the list of classes which satisfy the pluralism and diversity requirement, the mere fact that it has been proposed and being seriously considered is worse than outrageous. If there is any aspect of abolition of whiteness appropriate to the instruction of political science in this day and age, instruction which includes lessons in political activity and political behavior, which party, rather, which ideology do you think gives the subject the most serious consideration? If you said Donald Trump's party, you'd be wrong. Trump isn't the white supremacist he's framed as being. His supporters aren't the racists they've been portrayed as being. In fact, only the alt-left, which is squarely ensconced in the Democratic Party, pushes the narrative that whites are evil, whites are bad, and if only power were taken away from whites, then America would become utopia. No course like this should be taught on any college campus. But can you even imagine such a course being suggested and approved called Abolition of Blackness, where students are taught to disavow and resent black people or Hispanics or Native Americans? I can't either. Unbelievable. This is absolutely unbelievable, folks. All right, now I'm going to go back to Weinstein with an update here, okay, because that clip that I read, or that clip that I played, or Mike played on Tucker Carlson's interview was a few days ago. So there's an update to this college professor that was written by a female reporter. She says, a few days ago I wrote about Brett Weinstein, the professor of evolutionary biology at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. She said, yesterday Dave Rubin did a live interview with Weinstein, and she's embedded the video below, which is 2 hours long. I'm not going to play that for you, folks. I haven't watched the whole thing. But an interview with the beleaguered and much abused Brett Weinstein about the recent racial turmoil on Evergreen campus surrounding the day of absence, Weinstein comes across, she says, as a very remarkably sane and fair person, never losing his compassion and understanding for others. A point of interest is where this recent spite or spate of authoritarianism and the subsequent tendency of anarchy comes from. And as a footnote, ever the evolutionary biologist, Weinstein notes that the same thing that makes a mother love her infant can lead humans to view the outsider as the enemy. However, he adds that we can control this once we are aware of it. Now, in the meantime, the president, President Bridges, has come out and issued a statement. He says, tolerance and respect show the way forward, which shows he's less of a coward than we thought. Although he doesn't mention Weinstein, he seems to be highly critical of the treatment meted out by the spoiled and entitled students. However, I think the statement below is sufficiently ambiguous that the regressive students could interpret it as supporting them. The destructive course could be seen as that of people like Weinstein, though Shirley Bridges intended it to refer to the students themselves. At the Evergreen State College over the past week, we have had deep and sometimes intense exchanges among a group of students, faculty, and college administrators over equity and treatment of students. And some students on campus experience racism that interferes with their education. Others, including faculty, believe their freedom of expression is being restricted. These are important issues. Discrimination of any form is not acceptable or tolerated on our campus, and free speech must be fostered and encouraged. Folks, in all my life of fogging a mirror on this planet, I have never seen the likes of this stuff erupting on a college campus, even going all the way back when we were having the demonstrations in the Vietnam War. Okay, there was nothing like this that was going on. This was back in the day. Now, I didn't go to college right when I was reading this. This is Mike Adams that was penned this article. I didn't go to college, but all of my friends did. And I remember back then, I was in California, and they went to UC Berkeley, which is pretty far left, all right? And they were demonstrating against the Vietnam War, and my friend would come home and tell me, what was going on. But it was nothing like this. There was no racial overtones. There was no nothing. This was all about being in a war that we had finally had enough of and shouldn't be in. And ironically, we see none of that anymore that has anything to do with these unconstitutional, ridiculous, aggressive wars that are going around the world and blowing people up and taking their countries away from it and killing their babies, okay? We see no demonstrations going on anywhere about that today. That was heavy back 50 years ago in the 60s. You don't even see it now. Here's what you see in its place. How did we arrive at this? We may disagree with each other. However, disagreement is one thing. Dehumanization is another. Over the week, a few members of the Evergreen community have used traditional and social media to malign, to mock, or misrepresent those of whom they disagree. While the majority of students, faculty, and staff are fully engaged in the teaching and learning work of the college, a few are on a destructive course of action that hurts themselves and gives a distorted and false impression of our community. This behavior is wrong and must stop. It does not represent us, and we will not allow it to define us. In the meantime, Weinstein is still considered by police to be in danger and has been advised to stay away from the campus. He's been advised to stay away from his job. Now, I don't know about you folks, but to me, this is looking like an infectious sickness that is permeating through the minds, and I don't even know what it is. I don't know whether it's, there have been pharmaceutical lies. I don't know whether there's some, genetics within them that have been cross-referenced with GMO foods. I don't know what it is, but I know it's bad. I'll tell you this. I was listening to John's show today, and towards the end of his show, he was talking about the excuses that Hillary Clinton was coming up with why she lost the election, and I'm gonna cover those as well. When I was listening to him, or I was listening to her, give the excuses as to why, I'm thinking of this. This is the same mentality of these students. Hillary Clinton has got 25 different reasons why, and I'll read them off to you, why she lost the election. But the truth of the matter is, the reason Hillary lost the election is because Hillary Clinton is Hillary Clinton. She never brought that up. Anybody who has two brain cells to rub together about both her and her husband and all of the scandals that they've been through and the death list and the coincidences and the suicides and all of that other stuff that goes with it. How lucky are we that we missed that bullet? And when I think of it in that context, I think even though Trump has done some things that I don't agree with, and even though the military-industrial complex, he doesn't seem to have any control of, or he's handed off the decision-making to somebody else in that arena, okay, I would have him any day over Hillary Clinton. I firmly believe, folks, that if Hillary Clinton would have become president, a lot of us would be in jail. If we were still alive and if Russia didn't nuke us. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around, more to come. I'm opening up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Yeah, Hillary Clinton has widened the net of who is to blame now for her pathetic U.S. presidential campaign. The Duran tracked down all the things Hillary Rodham Clinton brought up as reasons for her election loss. Now, she's now up to 25 excuses, folks, as to why she lost the election. She can't look in the mirror and say, okay, it was me. No, she's got to cast the blame everywhere else. Now, who does that sound like? Does that not sound like these same college left-wing nutball students that are in there that are just deliberately opinionated, are not going to recognize any legislation, any law, or anything that violate or that doesn't go part and parcel with their opinion? Now, while some of these excuses that I'm going to read off to you appear to be impossible to believe, Hillary Clinton mentioned these things in an interview, and she did it, and it's documented forever. She appeared at some conference out in California, I believe it was yesterday. I'm not going to dig through here and find it, but some of the outrageous reasons why she lost. Well, first of all, as we all know, it was Russia. Now, everyone, or about 15 of these 25, and again, I pulled this off of Doug Owen's site, blacklistednews.com, and Doug has meticulously gone in and put clips in of the first, I believe, about 15 of these. And I watched a few of them. I didn't watch them all, but because it would have taken probably 3 or 4 hours. But the ones that I did watch, when she's sitting here being interviewed by these people, she's giving these reasons that are totally outrageous, totally ludicrous, made up reasons. She seems to think that somehow or another, the Trump campaign insiders, along with the alternative media like Alex Jones and Roger Stone, got together and they were communicating with the Russians, and just at specific times would drop these bombshells because they were supposedly were in contact with Putin. You know, Putin was giving the orders, and she would come out and make a statement, and an hour after that, WikiLeaks, who she calls Russian, okay, she says that Julian Assange and the Russians are in collusion, which is totally ridiculous. But they were all in collusion, and they were waiting for the most opportune time to drop a bombshell to affect the campaign. Now, I don't know that she said anything about James O'Keefe and Project Veritas and them going undercover into the DNC campaign and exposing these liars and these criminals for who they are. I didn't see her mention anything about that, but that could have had something to do with it, you know. But on the other hand, she's putting it out there for all the mind-numbed, mesmerized idiots to believe that this was all collusion with the Russians, and the Russians are behind all of this. So that's the first one. Of course, James Comey is number two. And interestingly enough, she also blames Macedonia with some mysterious hackers that are over there that are supposedly in collusion with the Russians, that are hacking into the computers, giving the information at the precise times to Julian Assange, and then Julian Assange is releasing the dumps at the most appropriate time that it would affect her. This is the kind of twisted nonsense that goes on in this lady's head. And I sat back and watched two or three of those clips, and I was just dumbfounded that this, how could somebody like this actually, how could the American people, in watching this lady, knowing who she is, doing any research on this lady, how could anybody cast a vote for this lady? This lady is crazy. The Macedonian content farms, in other words, the hackers that were in Macedonia that were colluding with the Russians. Okay, she also blames Facebook. Facebook had something to do with it. The negative posts that were being put out on Facebook, which is why they've gotten together now with Facebook and Google and YouTube and all that, and they're starting to censor, because all of this, of course, according to Hillary, was fake news. Well, the fake news really was the real news, and the real news supposedly on MSNBC and CNN and all of those are the fake news. So they've got the whole world turned upside down here, and Hillary is I don't know, is she caught up in it? Is she drinking the Kool-Aid? Or is she orchestrating it? Is she behind it? Of course, she blames the New York Times. Now, how could you blame the New York Times when the New York Times is probably one of the biggest leftist newspapers out there? I mean, did she not get carte blanche from all of the mainstream media, including the New York Times, the Washington Post? She basically got a free pass, folks, and now she has the audacity to turn around and blame them. Going to the bottom of the hour break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you've got anything you want to throw in the mix about any of the stuff I've covered tonight, whether it's Podesta, Seth Rich, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Uba Amadeen, Manuel Noriega, the leftist lunacy in college, or Hillary's loss, pick up the phone. As long as you're picking up the phone, pick up the phone and dial 800-724-2719, extension 3, and make a donation, folks. We fell far short of what we were trying to collect to get this equipment up and running and in order. So give them a call if you got a few extra bucks, and send it RBN's way. Anyway, misogyny, another excuse that Hillary threw out. Misogyny, the hatred of women. No, I don't think that misogyny has anything to do with this. Isn't that one of the words she used, folks, when she was talking about the deplorables? You know, misogynistic, xenophobic, racist, all these words that she was throwing out trying to demean the people that had, you know, their head on straight and knew that the best candidate in light of the four candidates out there had to be taking a chance with Donald Trump. You know, nobody else in there could even come close to fitting the bill. But yes, she threw misogyny in there as well. And, you know, even as I watched a few of these clips with Tucker Carlson and a few other people that were interviewing her, They were literally scratching their heads, going, what is the matter with this woman? Number seven, she blames InfoWars. She blamed InfoWars and the inner circle of those people with Roger Stone and a couple other ones of being in collusion with the Russians and tipping off the Russians and the Macedonians to send this information to WikiLeaks at the precise time to drop it on the American people, which where it would have the worst impact on it. Bad polling numbers. Well, let's see. Wasn't it true that during the entire election campaign, we kept hearing reports from ABC polls and LA Times polls and Rasmussen polls and all these polls that, you know, Donald Trump was down by 10, 15, sometimes as much as 18, 20 points. Okay. And I would always see a commentator coming out, you know, back in June, July, August. Trump would come out and tweet something that they thought was stupid. And he said, oh, well, that just killed his campaign. It's over with. Right. So how could she go with bad polling numbers? I don't get it. The polls, according to all of the mainstream reports, had her with a comfortable lead. Number nine was racism. The deplorables. We're all racists, folks. Just ask those people in the colleges that are being spoon-fed the Kool-Aid by these leftist professors that all of us are racists if we don't goose-step along with their ideology. Number 10 was the FBI. The FBI heard her, okay? Well, the FBI was called to testify, as we know, in the congressional hearings, and they did everything they could do. James Comey did everything he could do to cover up and bury her crimes. And even when he was forced to open the investigation again, he had to come out and fall on his sword and say that even though he named off all of those violations, he said that no intelligent prosecutor would take this to court or would prosecute her. An absolute slap in the American people's face. Yet she blames them anyway. Of course, we can't leave out Vladimir Putin. She has to blame him because he supposedly was leading the charge with the puppets of Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Julian Assange. She also blames her own party. She blames the Democratic Party, number 12, for her loss. Now, I don't know exactly what she means by that. Does she mean that she blames Donna Brazile for getting caught leaking the answers to the questions in the debate? Is that what she blames? Okay. Or maybe she blames Seth Rich because she knows that it was Seth Rich that leaked the emails to WikiLeaks. Why else would she blame the Democratic Party? Interesting question on that one. Number 13, low information voters. Does she think that we are low information voters? Anybody that does any digging on her, or Donald Trump for that matter, and compares the two, or Gary Johnson, or Jill Stein, any voter that has any kind of high information is going to vote for anybody but Hillary. So how can she blame low information voters? Because in my mind, the only people that would vote for her would be low information voters, because if they did any took any initiative to do any digging and any research on her whatsoever, they certainly wouldn't vote for her. So I can't agree with that one. Number 14, anti-American forces. Anti-American forces are what caused her to lose, or one of the reasons that caused her to lose the elections. I don't even know how to wrap my head around that one, folks. If you're anti-American, If you're anti-American, you'll vote for somebody else but Hillary Clinton. If you were a true American, and I have to ask her what her definition of a true American is, you'd vote for Hillary Clinton. So it was the anti-American forces that voted against her. A true American in Hillary's mind is somebody that believes everything the government says, drinks all of the Kool-Aid, and just goose-steps along and is a yes man and a sycophant to everything that Hillary says. She blames Barack Obama, number 15. Now, forgive me for saying this, Hillary, but wasn't it towards the end of the campaign where Barack Obama was running around the country? Not running, he was flying around the country, polluting, you know, with his Air Force One, as we're talking about the climate change thing that Donald Trump pulled out of and the rest of the world is against him, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, she's blaming Barack Obama for winning two terms, That's one of the reasons that caused her to lose the election. When Barack Obama himself was going out, and I can remember the quote that Barack Obama made on stage, and it's not quite verbatim, but it was nobody, not Bill Clinton, not myself, nobody is more qualified to be the president of the United States than Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, that's what he said. And he said that in several different campaign stops along the trail in pushing for Hillary Clinton. And she has the blatant audacity to turn around, and I'm no fan of Barack Obama's, you folks, I know you know that, but she has the blatant audacity to turn around and blame Barack Obama because he won two terms? 16. She's blaming people, get this one, that wanted change. See, she wanted everything to remain the same. As a matter of fact, she wanted things to remain exactly where they were when she was doing the pay-for-play with the Clinton Foundation and having all these different countries throw millions of dollars in her coffer, okay? Everything was just fine as long as it remained the same. Well, people wanted change. She's blaming those people. Can you blame those people for wanting change, Hillary? And then you see allegedly, George Webb is saying that John Podesta is doing, which I have a tendency to believe that's what Podesta is doing, because they're not going to be able to control, or they may not, let's put it this way, they may not be able to control the new FBI director, and that's what's got them panicked. Because, yes, as soon as they trip the trigger on an investigation, which could happen at any point in time, on the Clinton Foundation, the United States government can lock up and freeze whatever money's in there. So it would make total sense to me that Podesta is out running around the world trying to dispose of, launder, buy up assets, gold, diamonds, you know, artwork and so forth, and displace it to different parts of the world, which would make it increasingly difficult to track down under international laws in the respective countries. That, to me, folks, makes total sense. Now, I could be wrong here, but from what I understand from other different sources, is this George Webb guy, as a matter of fact, I think I had a listener call in and asked me to have him up on the show, which I may do at a future date. But George Webb seems to be a pretty credible guy. He's a pretty smart guy, and he fact checks and he does his research. So I have a tendency to believe that if I were in that position with that Clinton Foundation and the money that's in there, plus the fact that a new FBI director is going to be coming in at some point that I won't have control of, like I did with Comey, that yes, that's probably exactly what Podesta is doing. That's what any smart criminal would do. Let's see. So people wanting change. So people that wanted change are to blame for her because she wanted everything to remain the same, and the people that wanted change are to blame for losing the election. Okay, I got it, Hillary. Number 17. People who assumed she was a shoe-in to win. Now, would she be relating to the people that thought they might just stay home and not vote because it was going to be a landslide because they believed the mainstream media polls that she was 10, 15 points ahead? Is that who we're talking about? I'm not sure. Anyway, let's see. Number 18. Here's a good one. Suburban women. She's blaming suburban women as to why she lost the election. That doesn't even make any sense. Now, who was it? Was it Elizabeth Warren, I believe, and also Margaret Thatcher. What's that other lady? The one that got up on the stage and said that there was a place in hell for women if they didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. So she's blaming suburban women for not voting for her. All right. I'm trying to wrap my head around that, folks. Number 19, television executives. Who would she be talking about? Now, she's not talking about television pundits because the mainstream media gave her a complete free ride. I didn't see one bad word being said about Hillary Clinton on any of the MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC. Everything that came out of their mouths about Hillary Clinton during that campaign was positive. I saw a whole lot of negativity coming out on Donald Trump. But when she says television executives, is she talking about somebody maybe like, you know, the late Roger Ailes? I don't know. Help me out with this, folks. If you have any input, any ideas, it's 800-313-9443. Number 20, here's another good one, which is I'm scratching my head with. Netflix. documentary filmmakers, okay, might she be talking about the Clinton Chronicles? Is that on Netflix? I don't know. I don't have Netflix. I get my stuff off of YouTube, and I know that the Clinton Chronicles are on YouTube. There's about, I don't know, what, three or four different versions of them now. And evidently there's, when she blames documentary filmmakers, she obviously has to be blaming these people that are putting these documentaries out and telling the truth about her and Bill Clinton behind the scenes and what happened in Mena, Arkansas. So, well, that one would make sense. Okay, but this one doesn't make sense. Number 21, cable news. Cable news networks, okay? Do you recall anything negative being said, folks, on cable news about Hillary during the campaign? Cable news, that's mainstream news. So I don't get that one either. Number 22, Twitter. All right, so is she blaming Donald Trump for putting out his tweets? Or is she blaming Twitter because people were retweeting different things about her? I'm not sure about that either. Number 23, which is way down on the list, WikiLeaks. Of course she's going to blame WikiLeaks because they dropped some heavy bombshells on her. 24, fake news. Now, I guess in Hillary Clinton's mind, the fake news is the truth, because the fake news is alternative media. The real news, which is fake news, which gets me confused sometimes, because almost everything on mainstream news is fake. And who was it? William Colby is the CIA director that said that the CIA won't be satisfied until everything coming out and being reported on mainstream media is a lie. That's when they'll be happy. Well, we're pretty much there, okay? But she's blaming the fake news, which is really the real news, that she points a finger at alternative media and calls them the fake news, because the only way that you can believe that the fake news is real news is be a mind-numb, pharmaceuticalized, dumbed-down American. And you know what it reminds me? It reminds me of that old George Carlin skit about the American dream. You know, they call it the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. You know, that pretty much runs in the same circles, fake news and real news. Number 25, the Republican Party. Well, let's see. How can you blame the Republican Party? Because the Republican Party is the party you're running against anyway. You blame the Republican Party because they won? That's who you're running against. It's an election, right? Actually, it's a C-election. We all know that. But the bottom line is, you can't blame the opposing party for losing the election, because that's the people that you are running against to begin with. So it is a contest, if you will. So, in essence, she's blaming everything and everybody, and she keeps coming up with new ones all the time. And she's now making herself known. And I heard a rumor. I don't know how true this is because I haven't seen anything about it. Maybe you guys have. But I've heard a rumor that she's talking about running again in 2020, which to me would be a disaster. I don't think she would have a shot in hell at even getting a nomination on the Democratic ticket. But that being said, the bottom line with all of this is that the only person really, and number 26 wasn't on here, but I think Doug put this down at the bottom. The only thing missing from Hillary Clinton's laundry list of excuses for losing the White House to Donald Trump is number 26. And what is number 26? Hillary Clinton. Look in the mirror, Hillary, okay? Blame yourself, because, you know, folks, I've taken you guys down a number of different journeys that have involved the Clintons and the scandals since I've been back on the air. And I've done it many times the prior time I was on RBN. And there are numerous scandals. The track record of their questionable endeavors is voluminous. Okay, let's see. I'm going to come up on a break here, I think, in about a minute. Okay. All right, let's go to Frank in Winnipeg. Frank, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one thing to remember. If you look at it in its totality, she's just parroting the same old vast right-wing conspiracy from their Bill's second term, remember? when the impeachment was up in the air and all this stuff. It's really that simple. It's all a vast right-wing conspiracy. But now, and I happen to believe, it's starting to, how you say, well, did you ever see the movie The Caine Mutiny with Humphrey Bogart? Strawberries, and he's got the ball bearings in his hand when he's testifying, and like the guy has lost his mind. And I think that may be what's starting to seep in, a deep paranoia. In all honesty, it almost comes across that way. Reality, look at who she's shooting at. Now she's shooting at home. The DNC.
Frank, it makes no sense because I think you hit the nail on the head.
It makes. Excuse me for a second. It does make sense if you see it as an extension of the vast right-wing conspiracy that she was blubbering on about in Bill's second term when he was being impeached. Because that was the big deal. Our right-wing's out to get us. That's paranoia. And this is a logical extension. And if you go to Jim Stone, you'll see some interesting stuff that was David Brock was up to. And apparently Hillary was never at one of the debates. If you can believe it. I don't know if I can or not, but he's carrying on about how he has these notes from the Correct the Record that was out 6 months after either the election or the last debate. I don't know which. And it's just unbelievable what they're talking about, and looks like Seth Rich is in there.
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean by that. He said that she wasn't at the debates. What does he mean by that?
Remember, there was everybody, Alex Jones. There were other people out in the alt media that were going, "That's not her. That's a body double." Remember when she did the 9/11 thing, when she went stiff as a board, they threw her into the van like a sack of potatoes.
So
45 minutes later, this woman comes out of the apartment building, and everybody's going, "That's not Hillary."
I don't know who
that is that's going up to that little girl.
No, the woman that came out of the apartment building was about 30 pounds lighter than Hillary.
That's right, and many years younger, apparently, but she was a pretty good duplicate.
Is this Jim Stone alleging that it was the other woman that was in the debates and not Hillary?
He's saying that the Correct the Record notes that talk about David Brock and his associates that he's communicating with proves that she was never at any one of the debates. Now, I don't know how he draws that conclusion, but that's what he's saying.
Well, what is it, jimstone.com?
Jimstonefreelance.com.
Oh, all right. I went in. Yeah, that's the guy that I pulled a police report on Seth Rich from. Okay,
exactly.
Jim Stone. Yeah, okay.
All that George Webb stuff, and boy, is this guy on the money. He's crazy. But he's got Mossad behind him now, and I don't know who else, what other intelligence agencies. He just mentions first names.
And, what are you talking about? Are you talking about Jim Stone or George Webb?
George Webb is the second part. In what he's been talking about, there's, I'm up to 219 now, and he's talking, he gives first names about various intelligence operatives that are going, it's okay to say we're collapsing this thing and we're going to get them all.
Oh, are you talking about the clip that's on RBN that I had mentioned for people to go in and watch?
I don't know. It all depends what number it is. 219, 218.
That's right. He puts it in chronological order. Go ahead.
Yeah. That kind of stuff. But it's really all quite interesting. But I'm seriously wondering if this isn't Mrs. Queeg. starting to lose the marbles, rolling the ball bearings in her hand, going, you know, there was half a quart of cherries there, and I went and checked later, and there was only a quarter, and it's quite a famous movie.
Oh, I've heard the movie. I've never seen it, but it's not just her.
Movie.
I mean, there's a number of these people. Hillary Clinton's just one of them. Maxine Waters is another. I mean, they all seem like they're starting to lose. Even John McCain is losing it. I mean, these people are.
Oh, I know.
It's like they're. I think you're right. I think they're paranoid. They're panicked. I think they're very concerned about
the possibility. Look at their ages. They're all in senility region.
That could be true as well, but they're all in a panic over the possibility of a new FBI director that they cannot control, and they know the voluminous crimes that they've committed. Yeah, so that would make sense. Well, thank you.
Absolutely,
I appreciate the input
without
there.
A doubt.
Anything else you want to add, Frank?
No, that's good.
All right,
have a good
thanks,
night.
Man.
You're doing a bang up job.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Have a good night yourself.
Take care.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, that interesting. Jim Stone Freelance. Yeah, I went in there. That's the guy that I found the police reports on, and as I had mentioned before, I think last week or whatever, the timelines have changed. Originally, the reports came out that the mainstream media said that Seth Rich left the bar at 1:15 in the morning, and they interviewed the owner of the bar, who said, yeah, he left at 1:15 in the morning, but they'd never interviewed then it was put out there that he was on his way to a second bar called, I believe it was called Lou's Bar. They never interviewed that barroom owner, which I think is a little bit, you know, suspicious, but the timelines were all screwed up, and they seem to have changed it around to fit their narrative, and then they've just done everything they can do to bury it. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is obviously involved in this, because I saw a clip of her kind of intimidating or threatening the D.C. Police Department, and threatening to withdraw funding for something that they had control of. I don't know what it was. I'd have to go back and look at it again. But also this thing where she is the sister of this Steve Wasserman, who is a deputy attorney in the U.S. federal court system. So I'll tell you what, folks. I think the way this is playing out, with the amount of people and the reward that continues to go up, I think ultimately there's going to be a break in this case, and I think all the marbles are going to come crashing down on this whole thing. Again, I'm going to remind you, if you get the time, go in there and take a look at that 11-minute clip of George Webb, because he's spelling out a complete web of this criminality that's going on between the Clintons and John Podesta and all of these players that are involved in it, with drug running and with, you know, this, I don't want to call it laundering, but getting rid of the money and converting it into gold and diamonds and all that stuff. Not saying it's true, not saying it's not true, but when I played that clip, he said that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was in the mix as well. And then the other clip that I played with you, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz was trying to bury this investigation on Seth Rich, there is some credence to it. That's all I'm saying, folks. Anyway, I hear the music. Time to go. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you the same time, same station tomorrow night. Stay out of trouble, and bye for now.
I'm through with doubt. Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.